Good morning. It's a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, this is quite a headline. Pandemic could trigger moonshot moment for U.S. manufacturing. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, so a growing number of capital region manufacturing executives see the COVID-19 pandemic and economic slowdown as an opportunity to rethink every part of their business, from the way they buy raw materials to decisions about their product portfolio to changing the way they sell. Tom O'Connor Jr. of Mohawk Fine Papers in Cohoes says his company was off to its strongest start in years, but the pandemic shut off business in just a matter of days. He called it the toughest thing he has ever been through by a long shot. O'Connor says right now there are no rules, which makes for a great time to challenge everything. And executives say a great time for America to become more self-sufficient, reduce its reliance on China and Europe, and start making more products here in the United States. Other countries are having similar thoughts. In April, Japan set aside more than $2 billion in economic recovery funds to encourage its manufacturers to move production out of China. David Davis, president of Simmons Machine Tool in Menance, thinks this could be a man-on-the-moon mission for the U.S. to become more self-sustainable. A Thomas Industrial Survey for April found that nearly two-thirds of manufacturers are likely to bring more production or sourcing back to North America in response to COVID-19-related supply chain disruptions. A month earlier, a little more than half of manufacturers had reshoring on their mind. Davis says part of the problem is that the U.S. has offshored almost its entire middle class and over the last 20 to 30 years exported a lot of jobs. Last year, the United States imported almost $853 billion more products than it exported. The trade deficit has grown by $217 billion since 2010. Manufacturing accounts for $1 out of every $8 of the country's gross domestic product. That lags behind China, Germany, and South Korea, where manufacturing contributes closer to a dollar out of every four of their national GDP. David DeSalt, another manufacturing executive and CEO of P1 Industries in Schenectady, says that we need a national strategy, leadership, and incentives from the government to make manufacturing a necessity to the U.S.'s overall strategy. This change in vision would be a big turnaround from the mass exodus of manufacturing jobs from the United States that began in the 1970s and 80s as General Electric and other large corporations moved overseas and outsourced production to Asian companies. Over the past decades, the calculus behind offshoring has started to change. Companies realize how many risks are associated with having production thousands of miles away from the United States, and COVID-19 has added another. O'Connor from Mohawk admits not everyone is aligned on the idea to shift manufacturing back to America. He wonders if companies will have the courage to look beyond the added cost. And a concern among O'Connor and others is how their customers and industries will emerge from the pandemic and if they will struggle to fully recover.
Melissa Mangini is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. We always thank you for joining us each Friday. We'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.